Top state official denies quid pro quo and transcripts, calls claim hypothetical, angering Schiff. By Edwin Mora on November 29, 2019. U.S. Acting Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs Philip Riker repeatedly dismissed efforts by Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, the top impeachment inquisitor, to get the official to admit that Trump's interactions with Ukraine constitute a quid pro quo. Riker failed to confirm House Intelligence Committee Chairman Schiff's characterization of a quid pro quo by President Donald Trump in his dealings with Ukraine. According to transcripts of Riker's October 26 closed-door deposition released by Democrats on Tuesday, a whistleblower complaint at the heart of the impeachment probe accuses Trump of a quid pro quo during a July 25 phone call in which the American leader conditioned U.S. aid in a meeting at the White House for President Volodymyr Zelensky on Ukraine investigating Joe Biden and his son, Hunter. The Bidens have denied any wrongdoing. Trump and Zelensky have also dismissed the whistleblower's claim. Riker described the quid pro quo allegation as a hypothetical, noting that what he had learned so far did not amount to any wrongdoing by Trump. His comments seemingly angered Schiff. Riker repeatedly said he did not know that Trump leveraged U.S. aid in a meeting to pressure Zelensky to investigate corruption allegations linked to the Bidens. The top state official also refused to confirm allegations that the Trump administration, both through a regular and an irregular channel, conditioned a White House meeting with Zelensky on investigations of his political rival, Biden. The transcripts describe the following communication between Schiff and Riker. Schiff, let me ask you this way, Ambassador Riker. Would you agree that pressuring an ally to conduct political investigations that would be useful to a president's re-election campaign by withholding a White House meeting or withholding military aid would be wrong? Riker, may I have I second? I was going to answer. I recall this from my day, it really is a hypothetical question. You are asking me to comment on something that I don't know to be the fact. Schiff asked similar general questions of impeachment witnesses, and when they responded that it would be wrong for any U.S. president to abuse his power to get a country to investigate a political rival, nearly all said yes. Then, someone, presumably a Democrat, would leak that soundbite to their media allies, making it seem that the witness said it is wrong for Trump, not any U.S. president, to offer a quid pro quo. Riker resisted the apparent trap laid out by Schiff. Daniel Goldman, the House Democrats' lawyer present for Riker's deposition, pressed the state official on whether he was aware of any Trump administration official pushing Ukraine to investigate corruption allegations against the Bidens. I did not come to that understanding. I heard that. I saw that in the press, the suggestions of it, Riker responded. Trump ultimately released aid to Ukraine and met with Zelensky at the UN without Ukraine having to lift a finger.